Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's finally over. It's finally over.
It is.
Yep. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Yesterday, Raven and I competed in the Sono half. We ran the 5K. For the last 2.5 months, we've trained like we've never trained before.
Brutal.
Because whoever won would win more money for their charity. I was running for Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer, Raven for the Connecticut Humane Society. So what happened?
Are we ready to reveal?
All right, well, let's. So this is some audio from after the race yesterday. We are standing outside at the Sono half. We have just finished up our 5K, and it was a crazy race. Coach Whip, what happened?
I was blown away. I thought that Raven was going to take it, and people ran over and said Anna scooted in by 5 seconds. I heard you were throwing elbows at the finish line there.
Her girlfriend was. Her girlfriend put her arms out. I've got lawyers already working on this right now. To be fair, Anna ran an incredible race, and I don't feel bad about my results at all. I feel good. 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Wait. That's long.
Right. So, ultimately, did it end the way you thought it was going to end?
I'll be honest. No. If I said yes, I would be lying. When I saw Raven's times coming through the last 2 to 3 weeks, I thought he was going to take it. But like I said to you when we taped the last couple times, you never know what's going to happen on race day. And you were consistent, and you just went out, and you gave it everything that you had, and that resulted in a win by 5 seconds. It's incredible.
So, Shannon, hold on. Shannon, when I crossed the finish line, my girlfriend was like, you got to keep walking. You can't just stop. And I went, and I lied down on the grass, and I couldn't breathe. And you, were you worried about my well-being?
I was. I think before I even said congratulations, I said, are you okay?
Right.
Well, it was, rough there at the end. I thought I was going to die, too. I thought I nearly had her. When I crossed the bridge there, I was 15 feet behind her. But what a great effort. Amazing.
You guys did incredible. Happy to support your causes. It was a great day.
I won.
You won.
I know. I'm not going to rub it in your
face.
I'm not going to rub it in your face because the truth of the matter is that we're both really winners. We raised a lot of money for our charities. And I know, like, that's, like, the cliche thing to say.
It is the thing to say, but I'll tell you something. If you've never run a 5K.
You think it's easy.
Yeah.
You think 3 miles is easy. It is not easy to run 3 miles.
No.
No.
No. No. And I feel good about what I ran. There were definitely some things I should have done differently. And now having run one, I would do differently. But I don't regret it. Anna ran a hell of a race. And her friends ran a hell of a race. And they had a great plan. And they did a great job.
Wait,
they did a great job.
That plan had to be the most hilarious thing I've ever experienced in my life. We'll get to that. It's coming up next on Star 99.9. We're a little bit dead today.
You're
we are dragging.
Yeah, this
here.
Is going to be a sloppy, sloppy morning.
Yeah, Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Yesterday was the big day, the Sono half. Raven and I were competing against each other in the 5K for our charities, Infinite Love for Kids Fighting Cancer, and Raven was running for Connecticut Humane Society. And Coach Whip, what happened?
I thought that Raven was going to take it, and people ran over and said Anna scooted in by 5 seconds.
That was the hardest
five
I've ever run in my life. So here's the thing.
I can attest that it was.
I mean,
I can attest
you
that
see
it was
face?
Definitely the hardest that Anna ever ran. It was the hardest that I had in me yesterday. That's for sure, too. What a brutal, brutal race.
It was crazy.
it was
so crazy.
It was brutal.
But it...
It was enjoyable. We had a good time.
Oh, yeah,
time.
We had fun.
It was definitely a sense of accomplishment, but it was absolutely brutal.
I mean, Raven already is like, I can't wait to compete against you again next year. And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
So let's start by saying this. I get there, and I have already accepted in my head that I'm going to lose to Raven.
Right, his times have... ahead of defeat.
Yeah. Consistently, he blows me out of the water on his runs. And I knew that, like, I just couldn't do it, no matter how hard I tried and how hard I trained. So I went there with a good kind of attitude where I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to have fun with my friends, and I'm going to do the best I can. But here's what happened. I had the dream team with me. I had three of my
fantastic.
Best friends. So... I have Danielle, who's an experienced runner.
Right.
So she, whenever I was starting to, like, slow down, she would make me gallop like a horse. Right. She was making me do these random things.
She was insulting you?
She was Angela. Angela
was the insulter?
Yes.
Okay, so Danielle was the
she was the experienced runner, yeah.
Right, right.
And then Angela, who's my cousin and one, you know, my best friend since birth,
right.
she knows how to get into my head.
She would just...
She'd be like, you're so slow. You want your kids to watch you lose today?
Right.
You want your kids to watch you lose?
For 3 miles. And I know this because I was relatively close with Anna the whole time. So
you can hear it like, what is going on ahead?
It's crazy.
And then Jessica, who would foresee the future, she'd be like, we got a hill coming up in about 200 feet, guys.
She was doing the chess match. Right. She was doing the chess match with the planning ahead.
It was crazy. But here's what happened is as I was running, there's 2,000 people running this race.
Yes.
So I didn't...
Sold out.
Raven just went right ahead of me at the beginning. I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
But about at the end of mile one, I go... Is that the back of Raven's head? And I'm like, wait a minute. That looks like the Brillo pad. That's like his back of his head.
Epic movie.
Oh, but I looked at him. And, and in my heart, I go, oh, not today, Raven. It's not happening today. But it came down to that final stretch.
It was absolutely brutal. It was absolutely, I mean, I learned some things yesterday. First off, I had never run outside. I had run outside one time on the hottest day.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself that it was going to be fine. And it was clearly different.
Yeah.
No question about it. Also, Coach Whip told me there was one hill. There was like four hills.
No.
Yes.
There was one big hill.
Well, one big hill, but even a small hill when you're running is you know, you feel the hill.
But
and running by myself, I made some errors.
You made some mistakes.
There's some things I would definitely learn.
I was trying to crack jokes to Raven before we started, and he was not having me.
Yeah. I was game face.
He put himself far behind me, and I have pictures of him. It looks like he wants to kill someone. And I'm like, all right, relax.
Just focus.
Got to win that race.
But at the end, we were neck and neck, and there's a woman who I don't really know well. Like, she used to take Zumba with me and my friend like 3-4 years ago, and randomly we're on that last stretch, and my girlfriends are pounding me. They're like, let's go. And I had nothing left.
Nothing.
And she looked over at me, and like, I just caught her, and she looks me in the eye. She goes, just go, Anna. And that was it.
Wow. That was it.
I took off.
The Jedi moment.
Yeah, and it was 5 seconds.
I nearly
seconds.
Fell off the bridge at that point. I was. When we came around the second to last turn, I was 15 feet behind Anna. I was right behind her, and I had started behind. So I thought that we were going to cross basically at the same time, and there was no let up in her. And I literally thought I was going to pass out. Like, my head started pounding, and I felt bad about that.
Danielle grabbed my arm when I got to the finish line because I didn't think I could cross it, and pulled me right over it.
Right.
And then I collapsed on the ground, and she's like, no, you got to keep walking. I'm like, you're crazy.
You're like, forget that.
So you don't have a heart attack. Right. You should keep walking. Right.
But you know what? Like, Raven.
I'm bringing a NASCAR team next year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm bringing fire suits and everything. Everybody will have sponsored patches.
But
I didn't run with anybody.
You didn't want to run with anybody. Yeah. Your wife was there.
It was my first time.
Yeah.
And I definitely learned some things off of that. But it was a great race. I honestly have no regrets.
Yep.
5 seconds is hard to take in certain ways. But in the other hand, you know, like, I know what we both brought. And because we were within eyeshot of each other, we changed leads 2-3 times during the race.
Mm-hmm.
Anna ran a hell of a race,
and Raven did
too.
And
her friends ran a hell of a race, and I ran a good race.
You did.
I would do a couple things differently, but
next year, if you want me to drive alongside you and I can insult you from a car, I'll do that. I'll totally do that.
Next year, I would also like not to be a groomsman at 40 through two nights before and ingest Fireball till 3 a.m. But, you know, I mean, listen, it was to take nothing from nobody. Anna ran a great race.
And so did Raven. And you want to know what? Thousands and thousands of dollars to our charities. That's that matters.
There's your motivation. You know?
Right, it was. It was a good experience.
Yeah, and next
today
year,
we can't walk.
Right.
Neither of us can walk at this point.
We're about to order bacon, egg, and cheese and celebrate it being over.
We were so relaxed. Right. We're placing that order right now. We were so relaxed after the race. Like, it was like Anna had 5 beers in like 15 minutes. But it's over? It's over.
Oh, my gosh. It was a good time. I'm glad it's over. Thank you to Coach Whip and Shannon for guiding us through
it. An amazing experience. Really, really. And I fully plan to run it next year.
I'll think about it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.